In our property feature today, we take a look at the attractiveness of the residential property market, particularly for younger first-time buyer types. Bond originators Better Bond argue that now's the ideal time for first-time buyers to come on the scene. And of course, the latest 25 basis point decrease in interest rates should add to a better environment for buying property. Well, to give us a sense of what's happening across the domestic property market and factors to be attuned to when making a decision to purchase a property, I'm joined on the line by Stephen Whitcomb. He's the National Sales Manager at Better Bond. Thanks very much, Stephen, for joining us. So why, in your view, is it a good time for particularly first-time buyers to consider purchasing a property?
Very, very good question. So at the moment, first-time buyers account for roughly 40% of the registrations at the deeds office. So 40% of new applications coming in via Better Bond are for first-time buyers. And I think coupled with currently the interest rate where it is currently sitting at being almost its lowest in the last 15 years, again, also with the bank's appetite to lend in that space, currently banks are considering up to 105% loans across the board, and first-time buyers should take opportunity of that.
Absolutely. So in South African terms, it's said that we're in a low interest rate environment. And of course, we recently got more relief from the Reserve Bank by way of the 25 basis point cut. Presumably, this is a factor that makes buying a property even more conducive.
I think it does. And I actually had some stats. I had a feeling you would ask a question like this. So if you look in the last 15 years, you'll know that in August of 1999, the interest rate was at a staggering 25.5%. Which in those times we wouldn't be recommending people to buy. But in these times when the rate and prime is sitting at around 9.75, I mean, with a reduction in the repo rate down to 6.25 from 6.5, now is the time to buy. If you look at the last 15 years as well, the lowest the interest prime lending rate has been in the last 15 years is at 8.5%, which is in July 2012. So we're not far off from seeing some of the best interest rates in the last 15 years in this country.
Yes. So as people decide to purchase a property, there's always the question, should I get a fixed or flexible interest rate on the mortgage loan? What factors would one need to consider on this issue?
So firstly, from a fixed rate point of view, you should always be aware of buying into buying a property and considering a fixed rate, that banks will generally charge fixed rates at a rate of prime plus 2. So always bear in mind that depending on the term that you're willing to consider, unless you expect rates to go up, it's unlikely that you could see a financial benefit after the term that you fixed it for.
Yes.
Right now, the prime is, like I say, at 9.75. So right now, I would go and rather suggest that we stick with variable. And if you see any movement in the interest rates through MPC meetings that are coming up in the near future, then possibly contact your bank to consider a fixed rate. But bearing in mind, again, it's generally your prime lending rate at 2% above that.
Yes.
Where they already start fixed rates. Yeah.
Of course, buying a property is only but one part of a number of responsibilities that come with it. So that people are under no illusions, what are some of the key factors that young buyers need to consider as they embark on that responsibility?
So I think for any buyer, young buyers specifically that are entering into the property market, it's critical that they've been able to manage their current debt and the repayment of their current debt successfully over the past 12 months. So anyone that has currently got any form of financial debt or retail debt, specifically the younger generation that have recently taken up that debt, that it's critical that they maintain those repayments. Because the one thing that banks will definitely do is look at whether or not an applicant has the ability to repay not only their current debt, but as well future debt in the form of a home loan repayment.
Yes. You know, just overall, I'm sure there's some young people who are thinking, but surely I can't afford a property. I mean, you know, a lot of people don't earn that much money. So they will be asking themselves that issue of affordability. What do you say around that?
So affordability is critical in the assessment of a home loan application. When we submit it to the banks on the buyer's behalf, on the applicant's behalf, the banks will perform quite critically, go into detail around what they've declared as their income, what they've declared as their expenses, and the bank will be able to determine whether or not affordability exists to cover the repayment on the loan that they're looking for.
Yeah.
So affordability, since the introduction of the National Credit Act several years ago, banks are obliged to to act in terms of responsible lending. So it's important for the banks to understand that applicants applying for a home loan are able to afford the bond repayment that they're applying for.
Yeah, and I suppose if affordability is an issue for some people, but they really want to get their foot on the property ladder, there's no harm considering going halves with somebody that they trust, even if it's not a romantic or a marital relationship, just to get their foot on that ladder.
100%. It's normal for us to receive applications where there are multiple applicants. Ideally, you would want to go into a relationship like that, and I call it a relationship because it is a 20-year term that people will more than likely get their bond finance over. And you want to be sure that the people that you are going into business with, let's call it business,
yes,
that it is a relationship that you know will last for as long as you plan on keeping the property. But there's no harm. Friends can come together, family members can come together, support each other's income, double up on your income and apply for a home loan.
That was Stephen Whitcomb. He's the National Sales Manager at Better Bond.